to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and y'all, we are going to leap headfirst into this one. I want everyone to think back to the last time you had to wait for a TV show episode to come out. Now, I know a lot of my younger listeners are like, bro, just wait till it pops up on it. Like, wait till the whole season streams live. What are you doing? Gather around, everybody. Let's have a chat of ye olden days where you would have an episode of TV come out. You'd hopefully get home in time to watch it when it started, not miss anything during a commercial break. And once that was over, that was it. You just had to wait and hope you remembered every little fine detail. Fortunately for us, we live in this wonderful day and age of being able to stream everything whenever we want virtually, and that's kind of amazing. So, I want to talk about one of my hands-down favorite TV shows, slash anime, slash pieces of art. It is with my great pleasure to inform you that it is indeed Attack on Titan Sunday. Sorry, I'm recording this on Sunday, so just bear with me. So Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2 just dropped the first episode. And I'm so geeked about this. Now, this series has been something that I've loved this series since it came out when I was in college. My buddy Jake was like, hey, dude, come watch this with us. It looks like it'll be cool. And I was hooked from the very first episode because you expect it to be this really, you know, it's a shonen, so you're expecting it to be this, you know, high action, quick-paced thing. And this anime slash manga, I'm just going to refer to it as the anime because it's too much. Yes, I've read the manga, but it's too much to differentiate all of it, so we're just going to say the anime. It throws you in headfirst, hard, into the how aggressive this world is. Now, a lot of people have heard about it, but if you haven't, basically humanity has been decimated by these man-eating things called Titans, and humanity has themselves trapped the remaining civilization lives within three walls, which the entire, I'm going to call it the island of Parody, is stuck within. All of humanity is within these three walls, and it's, you know, everyone's going through their day, minding their own business. And all of a sudden, this Titan comes over the wall and kicks the wall down so other Titans from outside can get in. I thought, oh, this is a shonen. This is going to be great. This is, oh, the good guys are going to come in. They've been a peacetime army for decades. So all these soldiers, outside of a select handful in the Survey Corps, weren't really used to fighting. Although they were trained, they weren't really ready to take on the day. They weren't really ready for the task at hand. And in the first episode, something really awful happens. Right at the end, too, where I'm like, whoa, this is the opening episode. And it hooked me in. And now here I am, 10 years later, watching this, you know, final season part two, which I'm assuming is going to be the end of it. The last, you know, first episode get dropped. And I was like, dude, look at this. One of the greatest lines that I've been waiting to hear is one of the bad guys goes, you know, no matter how tough things get, your plan has always been to keep moving forward at all costs, isn't it? No matter what happens, no matter what obstacle has been in your way, you've always moved forward. Now it's my turn. And that line, oh, it sent shivers down my spine when I heard it today. Because you follow this character where they get knocked down, beat up, every trauma you could think of, that a person could go through, they experience once, if not twice, throughout the manga. And to see it happen in real time like this, to see these animators bring it to life is just, oh, it's amazing. And it really has me inspired, because we've all been in that situation where something happens in your life and you're at a crossroads. You have to make a decision. You have to go left or you have to go right. There is no going backwards. And I always find it really fascinating to watch people make a decision on which way to go. And I think what I'm trying to say in a lot fewer words here is, I don't care what difficult time you're having, no matter how stressful work is, no matter how tough it is getting back to school, especially with the new COVID environment for my teachers, I feel for you. I understand how difficult it can be and how hard it is trying to A, teach, B, keep your room spotless, and C, make sure that everyone's engaged while all of this is happening, while keeping your sanity. That is a massive, monumental task to ask of anybody. But no matter how bad things have gotten, I want you all to remember that you have kept moving forward. You have kept on this path. You have decided that this is the career I'm going to have. This is the job I'm going to have. This is the school I'm going to go to. This is the grade that I want to get this year in this class. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. Y'all, the new spring semester just started, and I'm so excited for all of you. So many of you have been in my DMs being like, Bobby, thanks, man. I love that you've been touching more on the emotional side of social and emotional learning. You've been really opening up to us a lot about your own personal life and sharing your stories, and that's cool. But I need you to kind of give me a little bit of amp up stuff. I need you to get back to your roots. I need you to get back into your motivation, because a lot of you listen to my podcast first thing Monday morning. And I love that. I think it's amazing. And I'm going to get back into that. So let's have a little chat here within the chat. I'm going to be moving to North Carolina very soon. So if you hear the audio quality drop for like 3 episodes, don't panic. I'm just waiting for everything to transition. But more importantly, thank you for being here with me through this. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for being consistent. And thank you for sharing it. I've had so many people just listen to the Burn Butcher Burn episode. And it's crazy. The amount of people that shared it to be like, dude, this was just out of left field for you, man. And I was vibing with it. Like, thank you. Thank you so much for making this job as incredible as you make it, because this is what I live for. I love it. Anyway, hope everyone has a wonderful week. Hope everyone stays strong. Hope everyone remembers how important you are. Hope you remember that you matter. You make a difference in this world every single day just by being a part of it. And I'm so proud of you. Every time you feel like you're stuck and you still choose to keep moving forward. I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak Fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed, to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.